This is Ted Nguyen. Happy Carmageddon, or should we say heaven, Karma Heaven, because it turned out that it hasn't been as bad. And I'm on, of all places, a JetBlue flight from Long Beach to Burbank, and I've got a couple of special passengers here. Tell me your name and where are you flying from?
I'm Emily Blau, and I'm flying from Anchorage, Alaska, and I'm going to Burbank.
Okay. So you didn't intentionally get one of those $4 tickets. So why are you on this flight?
I was going to fly to Long Beach, and my parents, I live right off the 405 closure, and my parents were going to drive down, but they thought it was going to take too long. So we found out that they had this flight, and they're picking me up from Burbank instead. And they actually raced the plane to get me, but they beat the plane, and I'm taking the flight instead.
Wow. So can you describe the scene in the terminal and the excitement on this plane? Tell us a little bit about it.
I've never seen a party at an airport like that. There were balloons and food and hors d'oeuvres and people cheering while people got off the plane and dressed up and reporters everywhere. It was really exciting. Yeah.
So, we're in a freeway culture in Southern California. And what do you think it's going to be like going home near the 405?
I heard that the traffic isn't that bad, so hopefully it's not going to be bad. But I was a little scared. People were warning me not to leave my house, and hopefully it's not as bad as people are telling me it's going to be.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm excited to get to Burbank. So tell me your name. I understand you're a reporter that covered a big race that took place. Can you tell me your name and then what happened?
I'm a reporter with the LA Daily News. I'm just covering the flights back and forth. But there also is supposedly some bicyclists that were racing one of the flights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell me about that.
I don't know a whole lot. All I know is I was told that that the bikes, I think, beat the planes, as far as I know. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think they're really happy to beat the plane, and they're excited. So have you ever seen an event like this that's taken place with so much media publicity and so much hype and so much attention?
Yeah, I'd say I cover a lot of stuff that has this kind of, media everywhere. So it's... it's fun to report on.
Right. So what's been your perspective so far, as far as, how people are feeling and what people are thinking?
It seems from my reporting that, people are pretty much just doing it for fun, I would say. Yeah.
All right, so tell us your name again so people can see the headlines.
Maya Sugarman. I'm from the LA Daily News.
All right, well, thank you. So do you think Metro's done a good job of getting the information out there to the public so they can avoid, the freeway closure? It seems like they've done a really good job, haven't they?
I haven't actually, I don't know. I haven't really seen that many signs or anything, but maybe that's because I haven't been looking for them. I don't know.
Yeah, but apparently things are going really well. The freeways are empty in that 10-mile stretch, and so there have been minimal impacts, if any, so which is great. So people are choosing to stay at home or shop and eat and play locally, so which is great news. So maybe every day they should do something like this so that people can experience their own neighborhoods. So, all right, so we are getting ready for takeoff, and Debbie. Debbie's over there tweeting. What do you think so far?
Our photo. Oh, it's very cool. Everyone's been very nice. Customer service has been great. Lots of free food, free stuff. Really funny. Lots of really fun energy going on.
So we're going to be posting some information later on, so stay tuned. This is Ted Nguyen reporting on a JetBlue flight that's about to take off from Long Beach to Burbank, where we're going to have a tweet up, and there's a lot of excitement in the air, and we're going to be up in the air. And when we come down, we'll report some more activities. All right, thank you.